an anonymous group of Australian white supremacists who call themselves the Antipodean Resistance have admitted that their members are responsible for posters that compare homosexuality to pedophilia. The offensive posters, which are meant to be a protest against same-sex marriage, have been appearing on the streets of Sydney and Melbourne, as Stephen Smiley reports.
On Twitter, the Antipodean Resistance account has fewer than 1,000 followers, and its logo of a skull wearing an Akubra-style hat seems more parody than revolution. But in email correspondence with the ABC, an anonymous spokesman for the group says dissatisfaction with Australian politics is providing fertile ground for recruitment. And the spokesman claims interest in the group's white supremacist cause is increasing exponentially right now.
There has been progressively over the last two decades a rise in these kinds of movements. Here in Australia, we shouldn't be very surprised that we're not immune to it.
That's Anne Ali, who's now a Labor politician representing the northern Perth seat of Cowan, but before getting elected was an associate professor in counter-terrorism at Curtin University. The Antipodean Resistance is currently focusing on same-sex marriage, recently plastering a Labor Party office in Melbourne with posters reading "Gay marriage enables pedophilia."
We have had people in Australia go and train in the United States with known white supremacist militia groups that are known to the FBI and whose members have been arrested previously on terrorism-related charges. I think the threat is real, and I think that we tend to focus a lot on other forms of terrorism, particularly violent jihadist terrorism and the threat that that poses. And I think, you know, if we were to quantify, yes, surely that the threat of violent jihadism is probably more immediate than the threat of a white supremacist terrorist attack. But I think what we're seeing at the moment is they do have a lot of kind of, I guess, low-key type incidences.
The group describes homosexuality as a sick perversion and says it wants a homogenous, racially European society aligned with nature's iron laws.
They're really emboldened, and that's largely a symptom of the fact that we haven't really paid a lot of attention to the threat that this kind of extremism and that this kind of radicalisation poses. They're openly allowed to operate. They're openly allowed to propagandise and spread this kind of hatred. And it's because there's nothing stopping them.
Antipodean Resistance claims to provide its recruits with copies of Nazi and white nationalist texts, including Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf and White Power by George Lincoln Rockwell. Its anonymous spokesman says the group has also run radicalisation bus trips in culturally diverse parts of Melbourne, like Springvale and Dandenong. On its website, it's posted photos of white men dressed in black making the Nazi salute in bushland in Victoria's Grampians region. So how seriously should we be taking what looks like theatre? Dr. Clark Jones is a research fellow at the School of Psychology at the Australian National University in Canberra.
They do seem to be more armed and more prepared than some of the kids that get involved in violent extremism. And I don't see a lot of great organisation on the domestic front, whether that be in Melbourne or Sydney mainly.
Clark Jones adds police have been successful at monitoring Islamic terrorist groups in Australia, and many of the same tactics should now be applied to white nationalist groups.
So what we've done, if we were talking about violent extremism on the Islamic side, we've spent a lot of time getting to understand what the problem is by engaging with vulnerable youth to try and not only tailor the solutions, but also to look what's actually really going on and what would be better solutions to address this. So, you know, we're starting to engage people that we don't necessarily feel comfortable engaging, but we've got to do it to try and understand it. As we do in criminology, we engage offenders, sometimes very serious offenders, to try and understand them and to look for solutions.
That's Dr. Clark Jones from the Australian National University, ending that report from Stephen Smiley.